At the Spiritual Wellness Center, our goal is to provide you with peace of spiritual mind, hope, and reassurance within your own space. At the Spiritual Wellness Center, we believe your life is a fingerprint unique and unlike anyone else, so we can customize a path to fit your needs and budget. We will help you to reach your highest levels in love, family, career, and happiness. We will reduce stress and anxiety and boost your immunity, sleep better, think clearer, and understand your partner better. Call Maria at 813-485-3656. That's 813-485-3656. With a clear mind, you will make better life choices. 813-485-3656. Also, Instagram at Virtual Healing Center. Give Maria a call today.
All of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelette, to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
For the Brian Cash Clause Show. And now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clause.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay.
Another one in the books, Tom. Yes.
Number 693.
So in 27 years, how many episodes would that be? I wonder. I never even thought of that. It would be 27 times 52, right? So it's over 1,000 episodes. Anyhow.
1,404.
So this is 1,404. That's what I said. Yes. We're rookies. When do you become a veteran? We got some people that we're going to have on. We have Gary there.
We have. I'm here.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary. You know what I was thinking, too, is we should have a banner also put up. Do you have banners?
Yeah, I can get a banner.
Yeah, we should have a banner put up at this. It's going to be May 6th.
May 6th? Okay.
May 6th. And I need that CD so I can play it to the people. You make your pitch. And then just tell them the pitch. Tell people to give the checks to the Boy Scouts of America. And that's who the checks get made out to. So they know it's going directly to the Boy Scouts.
You know what I was thinking? We could set up a little computer, and if you want to do a little video, we could play the video on the table.
They already have it. They have two PowerPoint computers with TVs.
No, I'm saying Gary could make a little video, though.
He can. That's what he's going to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we're going to play it at the networking group thing at the Dunedin Country Club.
I got a question. Can I do it on my phone and email it or text it to you?
Absolutely.
Not text it to me. Email it. You would have to email it.
He can text it to me or email it. I can save it to my phone and then send it.
What's your phone number, Tammy?
727-272-2425.
Okay.
So what do you do, like, if you get into a rut? Like, you're in a rut. What would you suggest, Gary?
In a rut?
Yeah.
Get out of it.
Right. You know, you move a muscle, you change your thought. Right? So yeah. Let's just say you're in a rut. If you move a muscle, you change your thought, go exercise. Get those endorphins going.
That'll do it.
Also meditate, yeah. Right? Meditate to God. Meditate to just being at peace. Just quiet the mind. Well, you know, if you ever look at this... Yeah, if you ever look at the tapes, they always talk about like someone's working. You know, I was thinking of putting a tape together of someone... Because when you're self-managed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The key is that with being self-managed is that you have no one looking over you.
Right.
So when you're self-managed, right, there's no boss.
Right.
And why people don't make it in self-managed positions is because most people are like sheep waiting to be prodded by their shepherd. Right?
Yeah.
Most people can't make it in a self-managed. They say it's like almost 90% of the people can't make it. That's why only 1% of the people own businesses.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. It's really a thing. It's a phenomenon. Because all of a sudden now you're... The thing you would have to be self-managed is the word integrity. So if you have integrity, what that is when no one's watching you, like in a self-managed position, you do the right thing. So keep in mind, you're not being watched.
Right.
If someone's being self-managed, right, where they don't have a boss and they don't have someone looking over them, how can you tell if that person worked or not?
It's up to him.
Results.
Yeah.
Right? So if someone's working and they're being self-managed, they're going to produce results.
Exactly.
Right? So if someone's self-managed, not producing results, not communicating, what's the better chance of what they're doing?
They're messing around. They're doing something else.
Right. So that's why if you want to make it, but the whole thing is, do you know what self-managed positions pay when you do work? They pay more.
A lot.
Yeah. Because there's no ceiling on your income. See, we're in a studio right now. There's a ceiling, right? Most likely, you might work in the Publix deli section, right? Right, and there's nothing wrong with working in the Publix deli section, but there's a ceiling on your income when you work at Publix.
Sure.
Right? So now, do you want to be in a job where you can go outside and the sky's the limit?
Right.
But the only way you can do that is you have to have integrity. And at what point, see, that's why companies have quotas, right? And then if you don't meet the quota, what do?
Fire you.
You get fired. At some point, zero becomes old, right? Yeah. If you have zero results in many different categories, what would you say that person's doing?
Nothing.
Right. And then if anything, if you have a good presentation that you can give, right, the good presentation will make up for lack of experience in sales.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened, it's in the Bible, is King Solomon said, "You have not because you ask not." Right?
You can't argue with that.
Right. So then if you don't try, right? If you don't try. So let's just say we have 35 racks in the garage now for almost a week in our storage facility. And if you haven't passed out a brand new rack that's waterproof, what would the reason be if they've been in my garage for a week?
You're not promoting them.
You're not trying. You don't even have one in your van. Oh, I didn't pass out any racks today. Well, yeah, guess why? You don't even have one in your van. And these are, you know what I mean? So then at some point, it gets frustrating, right? Like for someone, like to be around someone that results are zero. At some point, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What would you do with someone that was producing zero results?
Well, number one, I'd find out what his purpose is. What's he there for? Why is he there?
You know, that's a good word, purpose, right? What is the difference between the word goal and purpose?
Well, a goal is something you're going for, and a purpose is how you achieve it or motivate it.
Right. A goal is an achievement. That's what it is. It has a beginning and an end. Right? A purpose is ongoing, which gives you meaning to life. Believe it or not, you know, the tombstone is the one that tells you what your purpose is. What do you want written on your tombstone? Do you want written on there you made a lot of money? Or do you want written on there, this person helped people achieve their goals, so they achieve theirs?
Right.
Right, but if you put your, if you're achieving zero, how can you say you're achieving your goal? Is your goal zero?
Nope.
What happens if you don't knock?
Huh?
What happens if you don't knock?
Nobody answers.
Nobody answers. And then the word zero comes up. Right?
Yeah.
So purpose is ongoing, gives meaning to life. That's why there's a difference between the definition of purpose and goal. Goal's an achievement. It has a beginning and an end. What is your purpose in life? And some say your purpose in life should be maximum service to God.
Okay.
Some say to have a vision and a dream. Right? That's your purpose, is to have a vision and dream. And you know what the caveat to that vision and dream is?
What?
To pass it on to someone else. So not only do you have a vision and dream for your purpose, more so than even an education. Vision and dream becomes before education. And then you pass it on to someone else. That's the real purpose, is to leave a legacy, a ripple effect. So when you're gone, you passed on something good that helped out the world and helped out the community. That's what purpose is. Anyhow,
I agree.
What I'm going to do is, do you have anything to add to that, Tammy?
Nope. Sounds right on.
Right on. And then how do you not get frustrated at someone that produces zero results? Like, you know what I mean? That's where acceptance comes in. And acceptance is the answer to all your problems. When you're disturbed, it's because some person, place, or thing, or situation is unacceptable to you. And you'll have no serenity, no serenity, until you accept that person, place, or thing being exactly the way it is at this moment. And notice it says moment, not day. Because you can just switch off. You know, when you get a resentment against someone, they're renting space in your head, right? It's like taking a poison pill and they're just going whistling Dixie down the road and they're just so happy and smiling. And yet you're resentful at this person. So it's like taking a poison pill, right? And then expecting the other person to die.
Right.
Right? And there's nothing you can do. At some point, people do things in patterns. So then if you look at five different categories, right, and each category has a zero behind it, you're seeing a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing you can do about it sometimes. You just got to accept it. It doesn't mean you approve of it now, right? You don't have to approve of it, but you have to accept it, that peace of mind, and trust that God has a purpose for this. Right, God, people don't do things at you. Like, things aren't happening at you, they're happening for you. And the example of that is, let's say you get a car and you have get a flat tire, right? And it's pouring rain out. You're thinking someone, God did something to you, right? But he did something for you, because you know what happened up the road?
What?
Someone ran a red light and was going to kill you.
There you go.
So God always does for you, not to you. And it's like me, I'm driving down the road. Why is it that one day someone cuts me off and I'm okay with it? And I'm at peace and I say, fine. Then the next day someone cuts me off and I'm upset. Well, who changed? Me.
Right.
If I'm right with God, I'm not going to get upset. Right? It's where I'm at, right? Not where the person's at that cut me off. So the answer then is trust God. It's really what it all comes down to, that God has a purpose for having someone in your life that doesn't produce results. God has a purpose for someone that gets a flat tire. Just look at it that trust God and you'll be okay.
Cool.
Because when you're having that peace of mind, right, you're going to make good decisions. It's when you're frustrated and angry, right? Acceptance is always the answer to all your problems. And trust that God's doing something for you and be at peace. Trust God. Two one-syllable words. Can we obey God? Can we be obedient to God? Can we? So if you're getting upset or angry, what are you into self, right? Self-centeredness is the root of all your problems. So how can I get out of being into self? Every time I'm angry, you know what it means, Gary or Tammy?
What?
Is that I'm in self. Selfishness is the root of all our problems, but it says the prayer would be, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me, to do with me as thou wilt, and then relieve me of bondage of self so that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. So there's the answer. Relieve me of bondage of self. I can tell everybody that when they call me for help, it's something they're thinking about themselves, where their selves is being hurt. So if you're not thinking of self and you're thinking of others, it says that's doing God's will, is being maximum service to God. Not so that you can get good things, but so you can be a witness that people can see good things are happening in your life.
Yep.
When they see that, right? They see all these good things happening in your life. Now you're a witness. And it's a good thing to be a witness when you see joy and happiness. You know, the purpose of life is to be happy for longer periods of time, more often, right? To be at peace. Mm-hmm. But what you got to do is, the truth is, you got to associate yourself with winners, right? And if someone keeps losing at every paddle and they won't tap into the winner, you're like, this is insanity, right? You would say that to yourself. Someone's trying to do the same thing and expecting different results. How do you have an expert in a field? Let's just say websites. And you're trying to build a website for the first time. And you have this expert in websites. Would you tap into that expert?
Sure. Absolutely.
Would you?
Yeah.
If you had someone that works search engines, right? Would you tap into that person that knows how to work search engines for your website? They're the expert?
If I'm the expert, no.
No. Anyhow, it's just crazy. The definition of what I'm explaining to you is insanity. Doing the same thing, and at the end of the day, you get the same results. At what point would you change? If you realize, if you keep trying to get this round hole into a square peg, at what point do you give up and say, hey, let me try it your way, because I see you producing results? Would there be a time where you just say, hey, let me try it your way? Or would you just keep doing the same thing, getting zero results? Anyhow.
You know, that's nuts.
Anyhow, I'm going to give you the show to Tammy, and I'm going to go out there. I got just a conference with somebody that I important, that we're doing something big for a charity. But we're doing something, and it's a Kenya. Just so you know what we're doing, Gary. And we're building... trying to get this thing going where these kids don't even have running water and they don't have a school. And we want to come up with a deal where we're going to try to come up with $20,000. And that's a lot of money there. And we're looking to build a school, and we're also looking to get running water. And believe it or not, in this particular part, I don't know exactly where it is Mazamwe. One of the biggest factors is that over 1,000 people are attacked every year by alligators, crocodiles.
Oh, my God.
That's three a day, right?
Yeah.
So we're trying to do something with that, too. Just think, three a day. Just imagine, yeah. You got to wash in this lake where there are crocodiles, right? So it's important that we get this running water and do this thing we're trying to do. So this way people don't got to go to the lake. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You need a Texas windmill.
Yeah, so you know, I'm going to be talking to you about it. We're trying to put it together. And again, okay. To keep it, you got to give it away. And when you stop thinking about what you want, you start getting what you want. Right? And the more you help other people get what they want, you'll get what you want. It's the opposite. It's a choice that do you want to live in the spiritual world or the material world? In the material world, it would be about you, me. But in the spiritual world, it's about me taking care of you. But in the material world, it's about me. And ironically, the more I think of you, the more I get blessed.
That's right.
It's just, which world do you want to live in, material or spiritual?
Amen.
Okay. Okay, Tammy, take over. And.
All right. Before I talk to Gary, I would just like to give a shout out to Adam over at the Red Rooster Antiques. He couldn't make it to the show today because his business partner has... Well, he wasn't feeling well. So hopefully CJ feels better. And you guys need to go check out Red Rooster Antiques. They have so much different items to choose from and so many different genres. And they have so much cool stuff there. That's at 30113 US 19 North in Clearwater, right next to Dan's Fans on US 19 before you near Curlew and 19. And if you want to give them a call, if you have any questions about maybe something you would like to sell or maybe an item they would carry, it's 860-661-2071. That's Red Rooster Antiques. And we missed you today, Adam. Hopefully your days get better. All right, Gary. So what do you have going on today?
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Adam.
Thank you.
He donated to the Boy Scouts. He's now a friend of scouting.
Yes.
And I'm referring people to him.
Awesome. Yep, they have a nice little shop over there. They actually just purchased the space next door. And so they are growing and they are doing well.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Now, I have a whole pile of teddy bears.
All right.
Now, this is put out by a company called Teddy Bear Mobile. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is go in Google, go Teddy Bear Mobile Pinellas.
Oh, okay.
And you're on their site. And you can see all the photos and everything.
Awesome. Teddy Bear Mobile.
Teddy Bear Mobile. Like Teddy Bear walking around mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the other thing is with all of these teddy bears, we're getting sponsors for the Boy Scouts. You give me $500, I'll give you a teddy bear, right? You can choose to keep it or give it to the Pinellas County Police Department or the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, that's so great.
And we're using it for kids who are having a rough time.
Hmm.
And they get a teddy bear and a little scout uniform. And you flip it over on his back, and his tail sticks out of his shorts. And they have a little backpack that they can put their teddy bear in.
Aww.
And inside the backpack is a birth certificate. And it says, this is to certify that, that's the name they give their teddy bear, was mm-hmm. born on date, and is the best friend of, and then the kid puts their name, and I promise to love you always.
Oh, that is so great. That's awesome. I love that.
So all the kids get the teddy bears and the little backpack and the birth certificate.
Oh, that's great.
So far, I've gotten some contributors that have funded the teddy bears for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm funding the Boy Scouts. so that we can move these kids out of bad situations into really good situations.
Yeah, that is awesome. So basically, if anybody does get the teddy bear, if you make the donation of the $500, then you can donate your bear to be basically used by the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department, that they will give them to children in bad situations. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
And they go in the trunk of the car, both police and sheriff's deputies. And one of my scouters has a 28-year record as a police officer.
Oh, wow.
Working in law enforcement. And he's going to help me get them to both the sheriff and the police departments.
Oh, that's so great. That is awesome. You're such a great person. You're always helping our community. It's so amazing what you do.
Anyway, so if you want to donate to the Boy Scouts, just contact me. You can contact me on my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I'll pick it up and I'll hang out right away. It's 727-642-9240. And in case you forgot that, it's 727-642-9240. And if you forget all of that, you can go to Boy Scouts Tampa Bay, and it'll pull up our website, and you go to the donate page, and it's right there.
Right, it is. It's right on the front. I was just looking at it.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy.
And you can put your credit card in there, and you'll instantly get a receipt, and that's tax deductible.
Awesome.
And let me know. You can text me, too, on that phone. That's 727-642-9240, and we'll go over your status with your bear and what you want to do with it, and then we'll take care of it for you.
That's,
you want.
Yes, that is great. It's a great cause, guys. Go to, and what is the name of the website again?
Okay, it's Boy Scouts of America Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Boy Scouts Tampa Bay. If you just plug in Boy Scouts Tampa Bay in Google, it'll give you the site immediately.
That is true, because I actually just did it. I just put in Boy Scouts of America, and you guys came right up. So that's awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
And then contact me, and we'll go over the bear cycle. And the kids are generally kids that are having a rough time because their parents are fighting with each other or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And this gives the child something stable to hang on to.
Absolutely.
Because he hasn't got anything. He's a little kid.
Right.
And mommy and daddy, who they love, are busy duking it out with each other or having a hard time. And it throws him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have anybody. This way, at least he has a teddy bear.
Yes, that is just such a great cause, guys. Go donate to Boy Scouts of America so we can get these teddy bears for these children. It's such a great cause. It's really, it melts my heart. It's great because it's going to make that child feel good, feel better, and just give them something that they can hang on to, maybe, you know, as a friend, their little bear. So that's great.
And then we come down the road and let's say they don't have the funds available for them to be in scouting.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a scholarship.
Absolutely. That's amazing. That's great.
Yeah.
Yes, that is awesome. Gary, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we are going to take just a short commercial break. Stay on the line, and we will be right back, and we're going to play a song, and this is dedicated to the Boy Scouts of America.
A backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yo, want to grab a pizza or something? What, are you kidding me? Of course, but it's got to be from Frank's. Of course, Frank's Pizza over on Virginia Street in Dunedin. Yes, I'm very familiar with them and their daily specials. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meatball, sausage, chicken parm sandwiches. How much? $5. Spaghetti and stuffed shells. How much? $5. Salads and chicken wraps. All for how much? What's the matter with you? You got a hearing problem? That's what I said. $5. And Frank's Pizza and Restaurant has delicious dinners, too. So what are we waiting for? Let's go to Frank. Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, or call 727-216-6963. Or check us out online at frankspizzapies.com.
Our Italian restaurant.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right. Thank you so much. And that song was dedicated to Boy Scouts of America. So, Gary, I was just checking out the Teddy Bear mobile site while we were on break. Wow, what a great group of people they have over there.
Isn't it something?
Yeah, like they do a lot of things. I mean, it's awesome, first of all, because if anybody has any children, and that's a great idea for even a graduation or a birthday party or festivals or a church fundraiser or anything like that. But they do a lot of mentoring, you know, at-risk youth and all kinds of things. They're great people.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be at the Scout Spectacular at Thresher Stadium, 17 July.
All right. And tell us a little bit about that event on July 17th.
Okay, so this is a council-wide activity. We're going to have scout troops from all over the Tampa Bay area. And it's in the evening. And you go to the stadium, you get to see a live Threshers game. and we haven't seen that kind of stuff because we've had COVID.
Right.
So now we're going to have a night at the baseball park, and there's all kinds of exhibitors and fun events and stuff like that going on through the night, and you can see the teddy bear.
Awesome.
How they put them together.
That's great. So where is the Thresher Stadium located at, for those who don't know?
Okay, you know where Drew Street is?
Yes.
Okay, if you take Drew Street, it's where Tampa on Drew Street, and just before you get to US 19, on your left is the Thresher Stadium.
There
oh,
you go.
Okay.
There
great.
You go. It's they carry the Phillies.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we got Jose on the line. How's it going, Jose?
Oh, it's going good.
Thank now, you, where you're on is you're on 106.1 FM, if you wanted to tune it in Pinellas. Okay. It's 104.3 in Tampa.
Okay.
And then we're also on 1340 AM simultaneously.
102.5 in Dade.
And then we're also on YouTube because we have cameras in the studio.
Okay.
So I want you to know that, you know, we got the whole area covered for you.
Yes,
so tell us about what you're doing there and what your job description is and what you do there at the... Is it like a rent-to-own?
Oh, yes. We're talking... Yes. Okay, I know who we're talking to.
I said I liked his voice.
Yeah.
Listen to his voice.
Thank you so much. The name of the company is Great Rooms. We are located at 1289 South Missouri Avenue, Clearwater, Florida 33756.
Where's
that
New
located?
York.
Like, what is like? What would like? What would that be like? Where? Like, give a landmark of where it's at.
We're in the Clearwater Plaza, right by Publix and behind Popeyes.
Okay, so you're
right
there.
And right behind our place.
Right behind our place?
Yeah. It's a couple doors down from City Trends and right behind one of our clients, our place, the restaurant that's in front of you, that's one of our great clients. So you're right behind him in that plaza.
So you have Great Room Sales, mygreatrooms.com. You have multiple locations. And that gives you guys buying power, right, Jose?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're just trying to throw out some good stuff, Jose.
Absolutely.
So how long you been with them?
Leasing. I've been with them for about going on 2 years now.
Wow. So what other where was the other location you were at?
Lakeland.
So did you move or?
I'm a store manager. No, we were waiting to open up this location. It was supposed to open back in November 2019, but there was a delay. So we just opened up in June 15 of 2020.
So how long that would be? So you've been open almost a whole, like 10 months
10
then?
10 months. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And how are things going there?
So far, so good. By the grace of God.
Amen. Always by the grace. You know what the word grace means in the dictionary?
What does it mean?
It means an unwarranted gift.
There you go.
You don't even deserve God's grace, but you get it anyway. It's like rain. If you go out in the rain... Just think of God's rain and His grace on you.
Amen. I like that.
And no one can miss it, right? Because if you're out in the open field, everybody gets it.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So that's pretty cool.
You
so,
guys have some great deals over there. For $20 a week, you can get a whole new living room.
That's correct.
That's even great.
$10 down.
Wow. That's awesome. So what other kind of things do you have there?
We've got enough special going 2 weeks down, 2 weeks free. You'll be good for a whole month. It includes free delivery, free setup.
Oh, wow.
Right, so all you got to do is just come in. All you need is just, we don't do no credit checks, so all you need an ID, proof of address, proof of income, 5 references, 3 families, and 2 friends.
Right. Well, that's awesome. I mean, that's a really good price. So you guys have furniture, mattresses, appliances.
TV, stereo.
Yeah, everything.
We even got this new ultrasonic dry misting fan.
Ooh.
And tube, and also... like sprays for mosquito repellent.
Oh, hey, that's great.
100% non-toxic.
Ooh.
And sun heat is really, really good. So.
Oh, that sounds...
And it's really not that expensive, neither. Is that we have it now at $9.99 a week. Retail price is $299.99.
Mm-hmm.
You get 3 months to pay that balance off. If you can't do the balance, it gives you another extended time of called the early purchase option.
Oh.
If you're not able to do that, it gives you another extended time for the long term of the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Go from a year and a half to 2 years.
Oh, that's awesome. And you guys have some beautiful furniture. I'm looking at your website right now.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, really nice stuff. And you have so many different locations. So our listening era, actually, you have several stores that they would actually be able to go to, because we're heard in about 8.5 counties. So you guys have a store on Missouri is the one we're speaking to now. That's 1289 South Missouri Avenue. If you got anybody has any questions, give Jose a call at 727-250-0083. You also have a location in Orlando, Newport Richey. Newport Richey would be our listening area. That's at 9029 Little Road in the Regency Square Shopping Plaza, right next to Planet Fitness. And if anybody's listening, wants to give them a call, it is 727-569-5314. You also have a Tampa location on Armenia Avenue. That's 8434 North Armenia Avenue. And that's in the Winn-Dixie Plaza. You can also give them a call at 813-596-6109. And then you have, let's see, Lakeland. That's 4943 U.S. Highway 98 North, next to Wild Greg's. And that's 863-732-9939. And Spring Hill, that's also our listening area. That's 4195 Mariner Boulevard in the Mariner Crossing Plaza. It's also a Winn-Dixie Plaza. And that's 352-556-2764. Is that all your Florida locations that would be closer to us?
Yes.
Okay, great. So anybody listening, if you have any questions or you want to go check out some of the beautiful furniture, I see you have Ashley furniture. You have all kinds of stuff. It's really nice.
Absolutely. We also have coasters.
Coasters is nice. I like their furniture.
We also do special orders. Like if we don't have something on the floor that the customer, you know, may not like.
Right.
We do a special order. It takes 10 to 15 days on depending on the availability of the item. Or it could take 2 to 3 months, depending.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. I've noticed a trending thing right now is like really big plushy kind of furniture. And I haven't seen any place in our area that actually is carrying stuff like that. Like, you know, the velvety look.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. We do have one that I just sold. It's made by Ashley. It's a plush gray sofa chase.
Mm.
Really nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like the gray right now. That's my color.
It is. It's actually like a light gray. Like, it's really nice. I wish I could take some pictures and send it to you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you guys also have mattresses and appliances. I mean, you just carry every single thing you need for a house, right?
Yes, absolutely. We even carry iPhones.
Oh, wow.
iPhone 8 to the new iPhone 12 Pro Max.
Oh, that's awesome. So how does that work? Like
Apple MacBook Pros.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you just sell the phone, but you don't do the service or anything, right?
That's correct.
Right. So if somebody wants to get out of their, like away from a big plan company, come get a phone from you. And you can still make payments on it. You don't have to pay that all up front. That's great.
Exactly.
Very, very cool. Oh, my gosh. You even have tires?
Yes.
Wow. You really do carry everything.
Yes.
Wow. That's good to know. So anybody who needs a set of tires, you can make payments on them. Awesome. So that's furniture, appliances, mattresses, phones, electronics, TVs, tires. You guys have it all.
Generators.
Oh, wow. Generators?
Stereo system from surround sound to like Bluetooth stereo that hooks up to your phone.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool.
Laptop, tablets.
Very good to know. Actually, I think my business partner, Brian, might be in the market for a new, some type of laptop or computer.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll take care of them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to hook them up and treat them right.
All right. And that you guys are located in Clearwater at 1289 Missouri, right behind our place, right in the Publix Plaza. So you can't miss it, Publix Plaza. Those are always good plazas to get into, I tell you, because you got a lot of traffic from people, you know?
That's correct.
Yes, good plazas to be in. So what is that corner right there where that Publix is? I know it's...
It's Lakeview.
Lakeview, yeah. Lakeview and Missouri. So that's your corner right there where the Publix is, and you guys are right in that plaza.
Correct. Because our place is on Jefferson and Missouri. Jefferson, Missouri.
Right. They're like in front of you.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, have you ever checked out the restaurant over there?
Yes. Oh, their breakfast is delicious.
Isn't it? Yes.
The portion is phenomenal.
Yes. They have awesome food. You know, that's their second location. Greg's a really good friend of ours. Greg and Jay, they're the owners. They've been our client for a really long time, but they have awesome food. Awesome. And I tell you what, I don't know what it is, but every single thing they touch turns to gold.
You're making me hungry. I'm about to go.
All right. You know, the books we dropped in the store got a coupon in there for there. You got to go check out and use the coupon. Save you some money.
Okay.
Actually, they're right on the cover. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm definitely going to check that out.
For
I'm
sure.
I haven't eaten nothing, so.
They have some good specials, too. I don't know. I love their tacos. Their tacos are good. I like their chili. I don't know. There's so much stuff there that's good. They make me special stuff, like, that isn't even on the menu. I used to get this, which I haven't eaten it because it's probably 10 million calories, but it's, like, four kinds of cheese, and then they'll put a whole bunch of bacon on there for me. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Oh,
right. Yeah, they have very good food.
That sounds yummy.
Yeah, Jose, hold on. Well, we have Gary on the line as well. He actually works with the Boy Scouts of America. I'd like to introduce you two together. So, Gary, this is Jose.
Hey, Gary, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, it's going real good. So, good I got hear. A deal for you.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I just did this with another guy. Like, when you donate to Scouting, you become a friend of Scouting.
And okay.
What I will do is, on any of my contacts, I'll promote your business.
Okay.
And I have over 800 adult leaders in Pinellas County.
Oh, wow.
And they all have families.
Yes, Gary does a lot for our communities in the area, especially for underprivileged children. Actually, that's what we were just talking about before you got on the air, Jose, is we're doing a big promotion and trying to get people to donate for teddy bears that actually will be handed out by the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department to kids when they go on those, you know, not so good calls. Maybe they're not having a good situation with their family or whatever. You know, gives them a little piece of hope, you know, something to that they can hold on to.
Oh, wow, absolutely.
Yeah, Gary does a whole lot for our community. He does a lot with the kids all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well,
Yeah, can we put you down for seven? What's Jose?
Jose.
Yeah, can we put you down for $75 for the Boy Scouts?
Yeah, just give me a call at my store on my cell phone. I could give it out.
There you go. See? Did you hear that, Gary?
940-1517.
Wait, hold on. Say it slow. Gary, you got a pen? Can I say it again?
Yeah.
813-940-1517.
Okay, I'll call you after this.
All right.
Okay, then right. What I wanted, Jose, can you stay there? We got this new company that just opened up. It's called like Loaded Potato.
Oh yeah, good food. Oh my God.
And then I think it's on the weekends. They have the juicy seafood: lobster, shrimp, crabs, salads.
Mm. Oh,
by the way, when you put it in an ad, do you put salad or salads?
Well, they have different kinds of salads, so I would say salads.
So there should be an S maybe? But anyhow, so I ordered the lobster tail, right?
Ooh, yum. Okay.
And it was unbelievable. Do you like lobster tail, Jose?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Jose's hungry right now, too.
So how much money are you donating to the Boy Scouts, Jose?
Let's see when he calls me. We'll talk about that.
Okay, because I'm going to have something delivered to you. You like lobster tail. I don't want no money from you.
Oh, no.
Give me the number you're going to give him, and then I'll tell you okay, how what I'm sending.
813-940-1517.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call the... They're right on Drew Street, so they wouldn't be that far. So if I placed an order and paid for it, could you pick it up?
Sure.
Okay, so I'll get in touch with you, Jose.
My deliveries.
Huh?
I'll send one of my deliveries guys to go pick it up.
There you
okay,
go.
So what do you like? Lobster, shrimp, crabs, what do you like?
Yeah.
This is loaded now. They're at 1901 Drew Street in Clearwater. Their phone number is 727-271-2200. You tell me what you like, right? This is loaded on Drew Street. And you tell me what you like. I'm going to call them up, see if they can have it delivered to you. If not, what we'll do is we'll set something up to surprise you. Are you going to be there all week?
No, I'll be on vacation coming Saturday.
Oh.
But you'll be there Friday, right? That's tomorrow?
Yes. I'll be here tomorrow, yes.
Okay, so what do you like? Lobster tail, shrimp, crabs? What do you like? All of it?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We're going to treat you, Jose.
Okay.
You're going to be treated like the king that you are.
Actually, I could deliver it.
How would you like that? Tammy will deliver it to you.
That'll be fine.
And what's the name of the company that's going to be doing it?
Then Great Rooms?
No. What's the name of the company that's delivering the seafood?
Sorry. They're going to be doing the I'm so sorry. It's just, I'm in the store by myself, so I'm like listening to you. Focus. Repeat the name of the company again. You said
Loaded.
Loaded.
L-O-A-D-E-D. And what they're famous for is their baked potatoes. What do you like on your baked potato?
Oh, man.
They put everything.
Some sour cream, some bacon, some cheese.
So you like everything?
Yes.
They do...
I'm loaded. But I could eat.
Yes, yeah. They do pulled pork on their potato. They do all kind of stuff on their
potato. So what I'm going to get you then is a loaded potato also.
Okay.
All right, and where are they located? 1901 Drew Street. So say it.
1901 Drew Street.
Clearwater.
Yes.
Clearwater.
And what's the name of the company?
Loaded.
All right. And that's juicy seafood, lobster, shrimp, crab, salads. But they're really famous for their loaded potatoes.
Where's 1901 Drew?
Where is 1901 Drew?
Actually, they're in a plaza. I don't know what that little side street is right there, but they're on Drew. It's not far from 7-Eleven.
Okay.
No, the 7-Eleven.
Are they on the same side as 7-Eleven?
They're on the same side, but you're going to, well, depending on which. He would pass 7-Eleven, and it would be the next two plazas up.
Really?
I have a seven piece.
All right. Loaded. And that means they put a lot on juicy seafood, lobster. Shrimp,
right.
Crabs, salad, loaded. 1901 Drew Street, Clearwater.
Thanks, Jose. Thank you, Gary.
727-271-2200. Loaded.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Jose,
and have a great
you're
going to
be eating good.
I got to plug it in Spanish.
Yes.
Say it in Spanish for us, real quick.
Que se llama Loaded.
Yes.
Mira, tiene que pasar por ahí. Está en 1901 y Drew Street, aquí en Clearwater. Por favor, ven.
All right.
That's
you.
The Spanish angle. Loaded.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.